This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Nearly one in five Canadian children and adolescents will be touched by a mental disorder serious enough to cause social, emotional, or academic problems. Timely treatment can prevent years of struggle, but only if parents know when and how to take action on one of the most daunting challenges any family can face. Kelly Hrudi, a former NHL player and CBC hockey commentator, and his daughter Caitlin have been sharing their story about Caitlin's diagnosis with an anxiety disorder, as well as an obsessive-compulsive disorder. They want to help raise awareness and reinforce the importance of early intervention.
I spoke with Kelly Hrudi and his daughter Caitlin earlier in the week, and here's that interview.
Caitlin, your challenges with anxiety and obsessive-compulsive thinking began much before the point of unmanageability was reached. How did your understanding of these symptoms change over time?
Well, before I started getting help for the thoughts that I had in my head, I felt like they slowly started to get more invasive. So when I was younger, when I think back, like I was always counting things and making sure that things were at a certain number to make me like feel more relaxed and everything. And then once I started getting a little older, like grade six, I started getting really anxious at school and when I was at dance class, and thoughts were starting to get into my head a lot more and I couldn't control them. And then the summer before grade seven was when they just totally escalated and controlled everything that I was doing.
Did it all seem rather sudden when it happened, or was this tipping point in view for a number of months or years?
That's a hard question. Like, for me, it seems like it got to a point really quickly that I couldn't handle anymore, but the thoughts were still in my head. Like, it wasn't all of a sudden these thoughts were in my head, but all of a sudden I felt like I couldn't control them anymore and that they were controlling me.
Kelly, you've said that while you and your wife Donna were attentive parents, that you weren't exactly on the lookout for signs of mental illness in your children, and that it took some time to pick up the clues. How did you come to a fuller understanding of what Caitlin was going through?
First of all, that's a very accurate statement, that we just didn't know that there was something going on and that there was trouble lurking. What I think when we really knew was the summer of 2005, when it became so debilitating to Caitlin that she couldn't do anything. She had to be around us a lot, especially her mom. And then in the fall, the September, when she had to go to grade seven, she was starting grade seven, she couldn't get out of the car on the second day. So at that point, we really, really knew that there's something that we had to do. So we were able to get her into a child psychologist by the name of Kelly Meraz. And in meeting him, that's when we were told what was going on with Caitlin. And it wasn't for a while after that, though, that we recognized how long this would be.
Kelly, do you think that there's a common reaction amongst perhaps peers and parents of people going through similar situations? And that is, just get over this. Just stop already. Did you experience anything like that?
No. I've always been the kind of person that seeks out help. If there's something going on, then I think that you have to address it. So I think luckily for our family, we didn't really have that sort of thing, like, you know, just get over it and it's going to be okay. I think we recognize that there were things that was beyond our abilities to help her. So we took that action. I will say this, I wish we would have taken action earlier. And going back to your other comment, that really does go back to recognizing the signs. And we definitely did recognize the signs now looking back, but we didn't put them all together, and that was the mistake that we made.
Caitlin, you described trying to cope with your symptoms, but not always choosing the right way to cope. Tell us more about that.
As you said, I do have obsessive compulsive disorder. So part of that for me really controls how I react to my anxieties. So I was scared back then that I was going to become blind. So my way of relaxing myself was to blink my eyes back and forth. And the only way that I convinced myself that I wouldn't become blind is if I kept blinking. So I did a lot of things like that that were not healthy, and it just kept feeding into my anxieties. But once I started getting help from Kelly Meraz, I learned that obviously that's not what I should be doing.
You were eventually given coping tools by the psychologist that you've mentioned. What are those coping tools?
Well, at the beginning, when I first started seeing Kelly, we just kind of would do a lot of breathing techniques and just try and get me more relaxed so I could even talk about what I was thinking and how I was feeling. We did lots of breathing, and I would lay down and just try and relax. And then after that, we started doing things that would scare me. So he'd expose me, exposure therapy, to different things that I was scared of. So that turned into going to school and going to dance class and having to stay there the whole day and going to a sleepover eventually and then going on a school trip. So lots of things like that. And he really taught me that the breathing helps so much when you're anxious.
Kelly, when Caitlin was first being treated by a psychologist, you thought that she might be better in a month or so, but this has certainly proven not to be the case. It's a longer process, a much longer process. Tell us about your evolving understanding of all of this.
It was early on when Caitlin was starting to see Kelly Meraz. That's my first inkling that this was going to be a lifelong thing that Caitlin would have to accept and work through. So I was very naive in the beginning, thinking that this was something that was going to be fixed in a short order and her life would be basically back to normal. And much to my surprise early on, that I was definitely wrong in that. And then at that point, I basically just was able to turn my head around and say, okay, well, this is what we're dealing with, and this is what we're going to do, and here's kind of like the plan that we're going to use. And so once I recognized that this wasn't something that was going to go away quickly, then we just started to look forward and try and battle it that way.
Kelly, what are your suggestions to parents who may or may not know whether their struggling child might be experiencing a mental illness?
Just recognize some signs, and there are many of them. In our case, Caitlin already talked about her blinking of the eyes. We didn't know what that was, but maybe just some sort of random tic or something that children have. But the other ones that clearly were recognizable were that, like we said before, she wanted to be around her mom a ton. She didn't want to go to sleepovers anymore, and she was also a very social child, so she really had a lot of friends, and she'd beg off sleepovers. She absolutely loved dance, and she couldn't go to dance class. All sorts of different things. She pretended, much to my surprise, I found out later, she always had lots of migraine headaches, and I was surprised to find out about two years ago, or actually only a year ago, that she made that up, that she didn't have all those migraines, but that was a really easy excuse for us to buy into, and so she wouldn't have to go to school or some other thing that she was anxious about. So that was eye-opening, but I think it just, when you recognize that there's something maybe a little bit different in your child, maybe start asking some questions and maybe talking it over with, in our case, my wife, and try and figure out where to go down that road. But it's interesting now that Caitlin and I are talking about what she's gone through. So many people have come up to us and shared their stories, and they're both heartwarming and heartbreaking, considering depending where they are. But I've had a lot of people actually come up to me and ask specifically about what were some of the signs, because they think that they're recognizing things in their children that might be just a little bit different from how they used to behave. And I never give advice other than to just say what we've gone through and here's what we've experienced. But once you get help, then I think that it's best to just leave them with the professionals.
Caitlin, both you and your father, Kelly, participated in a Royal Bank of Canada awareness campaign called Know Your Signs. Tell us about that campaign, what it's designed to do.
It's basically just, like it says, Know the Signs. It's to create awareness for mental illness and just what the signs could be of someone who's struggling with a mental illness. Because I know when I was younger and dealing with my anxiety and OCD before I had treatment for it, I didn't know that anxiety even existed. So I couldn't even explain to my parents what I was feeling. So I think that them knowing the signs of what mental illness is could have helped us start to get treatment earlier for myself.
What do you have to say to children and youth who may be listening to this broadcast and who are struggling?
Don't give up. It can be really hard sometimes to keep fighting, but if you do, it will get better. And just to be open about how you're feeling and talk to people about it, whether it is a therapist or your parents, siblings, friends, but don't ever be ashamed of how you're thinking or how you feel, and just honestly be open and just know that it will get better.
Thank you very much, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Kelly, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm comfortable with all that you've asked.
Kelly Hrudi is a former NHL hockey player and a current announcer on Hockey Night in Canada. Caitlin Hrudi lives and works in Calgary, where she continues to raise awareness about mental health.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.